What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No judgment here.
You guys are the best.
Giddings, Guru. Grandy in for Dibs.
Yeah.
Crossover guys. Happy Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, Dibs is here, too. Don't forget.
He was texting us.
Hi, Dibs.
Hi.
He's on our phone.
Yeah.
Nobody takes a day off like Dibs, also known as not taking a day off.
That was a pump fake.
Anyway.
He was letting us know what was going on. He, you know, enjoyed the conversation, was adding his piece.
Yeah, and then that's great.
We love him.
Oh, wait a minute. Grandy's here today.
Uh-huh.
Where's
yeah,
Dibs?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. He's driving.
Yeah.
Hi, Dibs.
He's around.
Don't text and drive, Dibs.
Yeah. I'm mad he didn't tell me he was off. That bothers me.
And you won't get a text for another probably minute because he's on the Odyssey app.
Okay, look at
you. So it's going to be a little delayed.
Oh, man.
Hi, Dibs.
Well, we actually got two guys because Steiny also texted us.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
Actually, he's...
Probably on a private jet coming back.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming back end of the week because I've been house-sitting for him. But
he
didn't text me about what's going on at the house. He didn't text me once about his dog or the health of his animals.
I hope he didn't text you about Juwan Jennings. Like, again, what are you all doing on vacation?
What is
it, Bandon Dunes?
But it's on the phone now.
What did he say?
Sonny asked for a trade.
Yeah.
A trade? Of Juwan Jennings?
Well, that was his whole bit is he's Juwan Jennings, pay me your trade.
We got to drop. Pay me or trade me?
Tell you what my new name is.
Juwan Jennings.
I know.
That's
what he's in a
but
good
he
mood.
He texted you about it today?
Oh, no. He was referencing that.
Okay. No, it's actually really hard to tell sometimes what he's actually texting about because there's four exclamation points at the end, and sometimes it's, you know, he doesn't explain himself very well. We all run into that. I do it, too, especially when I send stuff to you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. But we've been having fun. Where do we start? You guys got the linebacker coming out, 2:30?
D-winners.
Yeah, D-winners in 40 minutes.
So what worries you more, the receiver room for the Niners or the defense?
Well, everything. It's late August.
Yes.
You know, be worried. But then other days, optimistic. And also, like, we're not working with the real information yet. Mm. We'd be worried about it. But then Jennings might show up to practice
and that's
on Monday.
When Dibs jumped in.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's going to happen.
So do you think it's his calf or it's the cash?
at minimum, it feels like some of both. I can't speak to his calf.
All right.
But there's no way in hell this isn't at least partially about his contract. So I don't think this is...
That's how it wouldn't
sound like this. There's, first of all, Kyle Shanahan at some point would have answered the question, what's the timeline?
Evans has played it twice.
Everybody else gets a timeline, but not Juwan. And then we went back. We were doing this yesterday. This sound is old, but you guys played with it for a whole day. And I just started thinking about, there's no way Kyle would have answered it that way when Cam Inman was like, is this an injury or it's business? And
you
Kyle goes,
go
you've got to go ask. Like, you can ask him.
There's your answer
and by
right
the way,
there.
First
was,
he goes,
It was, and then a pause, and you can ask him. It's like, we got it.
No doubt
message
about it.
Message received.
Right.
So, business. It's always about business.
He was kind of smiling when he said it.
Of course.
He knows what's going on.
It was funny then.
I do, but...
It's less funny now.
Yeah, and Grandy Evans been beating me up because he thinks I'm calling Juwan Jerry Rice.
You up. You're 6'4".
But I'm just verbally. And my point is, he's very important. And don't take him for granted on what he is to this Niner offense. I'm not saying he's Jamar Chase or CD. Those guys, Tyreek Hill. But to what the Niners are trying to do and continue to do, I think he's a big part. So it's kind of funny, Grandy. I have no idea what he's asking for and how far off. But if the Niners are going to do something with their passing game, and Willard, I love Pearsall. I can't wait. And
yep.
I love the number one.
Yep.
But you need Jennings out there, man.
You need him. I think what's really interesting is the wide receiver room and the drama is so much more like dire this year than it was last year. And the Jennings extension would be so much easier to swallow than Ayuk's extension. Yet it feels to me like the 49ers are saying, too bad, Juwan.
Wow.
Too bad. Too bad. Like I think the 49ers are just drawing a line in the sand, not because they dislike Juwan, but because they need to just set their record straight and say, you can't just always get what you want, players. Like, I don't think that this is going to be a moment where the Niners blink, where they flinch. This would be the moment that they would flinch, and they wouldn't acquire a wide receiver instead.
You're probably right, but I still don't know. I don't think any of us do what Juwan is asking for.
No, you're right.
And if it's just like a little frosting
little
on the cake, then you wonder, because John Lynch did indicate at one point, like, yeah, we're going to get this all figured out. If he's asking for a large bump, then I would support the 49ers in probably not doing it. But I get why Juwan's doing it. But then here's my actual worry, because he's not missing games. Let's
so
be
you don't
real.
Think that's on the table?
Well, yeah, I don't know about that.
Guys don't. No. Juwan Jennings is not in position to miss games. That doesn't make sense for him, and he's not
hold
someone,
out or just miss a game?
He does,
that
does,
game
it,
check.
It does not make sense for him to miss game checks. He is not that player. He's not in that position, and he's not been paid that in his career, because once you do that, you get branded. It's a very different thing around the league. And guys will rarely do it. The concern, though, is that he does play by the rules and show up at the last minute. And what the data says then is you go get hurt.
Oh, man, we just talked about it a few minutes
ago.
And
so I don't want – that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about he plays the game. He shows up game week, says I'm ready. Niners try to ramp him up and get him in. And then his
legs
go off.
Took Bosa a while when he did that, no doubt.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Or you just don't play well, and then the entire point of Ayuk.
Yes.
Both. Don't play well and get hurt.
Well, but except Ayuk had his contract. Like, Juwan Jennings, he's going to be a free agent this upcoming summer. So it doesn't behoove him to basically go into a prove-it deal or prove-it year without security. I mean, and that's why I think they're at the stalemate. And I think Ayuk signed on August 29th and was still available early.
So we got some time.
Yeah, there's still some time for them to get this done. But I'm kind of with Granny. I don't think that the Niners, I think this offseason has been a big part about budgeting. Budgeting for particular individuals and budgeting for next year. And if they have decided that Juwan Jennings is a part of that budget at a particular number, I don't see an incentive for them to come off of that and just give him, even if it's frosting.
I agree with you. However, their handling of the wide receiver room starting about 15 months ago has been a total disaster. Some of it out of their control. Nobody knew that Juwan Jennings would be asked to and then execute an almost 1,000-yard season. That wasn't in the cards. But the way they played this from the moment they drafted Pearsall, and everyone's like, ooh, They're moving on from either Deebo or Brandon. And then they didn't. And then they gave Brandon an absurd contract. And then somehow their relationship denigrated with Deebo. And then they gave him away for nothing. Mm. And now Juwan wants money. And now he's not out there playing. And then they've acquired a bunch of other people. And all of them have gotten hurt as well. So a lot of it out of their control, but some of it in their control. They have messed that room up, and that has brought them to this situation.
Yeah, and to Grandy's point, we're all programmed like we're programmed, right? So we all read something, and it means something different to all of us. So I can remember last year, Steiny reading a piece from CalCommie, then The Athletic, and I'm paraphrasing, and I hated this. It was after they gave Aiyuk the money, but the Niner brass said they're tired of how they're getting pushed around in negotiations and moving forward. And they can feel that way, but I just felt like that's not what you say. I mean, you do it when you have to do it, and they didn't do it to Aiyuk. So to that, are they going to do that? And we were talking about A and B list actors, C list receivers. And Jennings is a good receiver, but he's not top tier. So are they flexing their muscle on old little Juwan Jennings and this chump change NFL version of it? I don't like that because I'm looking at Brock Purdy's going to have to naturally do more. And guys, I just think Jennings can make that job easier.
He can.
Unless he's asking for 2020, something ridiculous, and
there's
then I'm
no
out.
Way. There's That's, no way. I mean, like,
what do we
maybe.
Think he's asking for? Like 13 a year? 12 a year?
He's asking for twice as much as he makes right now?
I don't think. Not even that would surprise me.
10 a year?
I think that it's probably more about guaranteed money.
Mm.
It's not about some sort of like huge escalation.
Mm.
It's probably about acknowledge what happened last year and further guarantees. But I'm totally guessing.
Right,
I'm totally guessing. The idea that Juwan, right before the season, would like suddenly ask to double his salary, nobody's saying yes to that. Nobody. Mm. Like, then that would be like, that's not even worth a conversation.
Well, what do you think his performance last year was worth? How much money?
Well, what do you think he would get if you were on the open market right now?
I think it would probably be around like,
but we also do that with quarterbacks, and that's not really how it works.
12, 13,
north of 10 a year. He almost went for there. I mean, he was what 25th, 26th in the league.
Well, then what's so crazy about him asking for that now?
Because that's not how the process works.
That's how it's worked in the Niners room for years now.
No, nobody tears up a contract with a year to go and then triples it or doubles it. Like, yes, you even McCaffrey last year. Like, you get a little, hey, how you doing? Like a couple million more right. and another year.
Well, I mean, Aiyuk and Deebo weren't free agents.
Well, Aiyuk is coming off a rookie deal, though, and that's the way that's heading. Like, that person put up 1,300 yards and was one of the leaders in the league. That's a different leverage play, just like Bosa the year before. Juwan's not in that camp, and so you meet in the middle. But if he were on the open market, I think he would get 15 a year. But he's not asking for that. He can't. Mm. Like, that's not the way it works. But I think that's the way most football players' brains work, is it's about guarantees. And that's why I think he's, I don't want to use the word upset, that's why he's trying to press a button. Because he has no, this is the same thing that had happened to Trent last year.
But you feel he'll be back by week one, though. Well, this will all be rectified.
Guys very, very rarely sit out games. Especially when you haven't made bajillions. Like, he's a seventh-round draft pick with one new contract. He hasn't made that much money. So, anyway.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I just think that, like, the Niners, they need him, but he kind of also needs them. Like, I think that Juwan Jennings, maybe we disagree, I don't think he's a $15 million receiver to a lot of teams. I think he might be to the Niners because of how much they run the ball and how good he is in the run game.
Very good downfield.
But I also wonder if he's in the Niners' long-term plans, because I think that's one of the reasons why they drafted Ricky Pearsall. And if Juwan Jennings is somebody that they don't want at a particular number, well, then this year's an easy way to get off of him. And then Ricky slides back in. You have Aiyuk coming back, who's going to be making $30 million, and you figure out the rest of your wide receiver room. So I do wonder how much it is also to, you like Juwan, he's a good player, but he has to cash in now. This might be his only opportunity to do so.
No doubt.
And that's why he's trying to hold the Niners' feet to the fire in a position where they typically have caved. I just think this might be the first time that they don't, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way the game works. The Niners are not in a position where they're, I don't think they're looking at this year like they're competing for a Super Bowl. Similarly, if they were in this position and it was Ayuk's turn, I also think they wouldn't have given in to him and given him 4 years and $120 million, but they wanted to keep the band together last season. Now, to me, all bets are off, and Juwan is just kind of the guy in the crosshairs.
Yeah, I think Juwan's a victim of circumstance and timing because they love Juwan. They love everything about him.
Well, do they, and Grandy? We can put your money where your mouth is, but it has
nothing to do with Juwan, I think, why they're standing the way they're standing. And Willard was talking about how he thinks this will be rectified come week one. I think the way this gets rectified is Juwan says, I'll show up, or I'm going to take however many million dollars off the ask.
Or trade me.
Yes, the other thing that could happen is his camp updates his request and says, all right, we haven't reached an extension. The other half of my original request was a trade request. Now I'm going to demand a trade. I don't think anything is going to come from the Niners.
We already saw that scroll on the TV, but then they said, no, we didn't do that. Yeah. It was rescinded.
A lot of guys, it's all flimsy, right? Like, it's like, I'm not showing up to camp, and then they do show up to camp. By the way, no, I agree with you. I don't think I didn't necessarily say it's going to be rectified. I just don't think Juwan's going to sit out games.
So he'll be back on the field. Though.
I mean, I think that guys, when it comes down to time for game checks, they show up. Now, they may not be ready, but they're there, and they're like, I'm here.
I got you.
And so you have to pay them. Juwan's career earnings are $10 million.
So I get the card he's checks. Playing.
No, what, $6 million of those were last year.
He can't afford to. I get it.
Yeah. You know, so like I very much would be surprised. But, you know, E, you talk about future plans. I don't know if I wouldn't rather figure out something reworked with Juwan for a few more years and then execute the out on.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Brandon,
I'm gonna look at you.
After, not this season, but after next season, there's an out, and that's when you can get out of Brandon's contract.
And who knows what he is going to be when he comes back.
No clue.
For the future. Like, I'm rooting for him, like, all outdoors, but seriously.
It might not even be until week 10,
man,
too.
Man, no doubt about it. But I got to go Rob Lowe and switch it up before we get out of here.
Let's go.
About last night. I felt this in my bones that Bruce Bochy is going to come back if the Giants make a move.
Yeah,
the steps of the clubhouse and the dugout of San Diego. And I told you, we talked about, I don't know if they were arguing. I just felt like Bo Mel was checked out, whatever
Adamus was talking about, but it got me to thinking, okay, his deal's up in Texas. If Buster, and I'm a sports romantic, was to make that call to Bochy, come back to the Bay where he's just revered. He's the man.
His deal is up.
No doubt.
His deal's up.
I mean, just like
he's
he would take
70,
that.
But his deal's up.
Evan did a good Bochy. Wasn't good as yours. Buster, you need me. I'm coming back west. Like,
well, I don't know,
just
Mark.
Think about that, man. Because Shasky and Bonte, to their credit, I'll never forget real quick, last year, kept saying, what if Buster wanted to be? And I'm driving like, stop! You guys, stop! And then Buster ended up being president of baseball ops. But I'm like, if he truly, like, I say that to Evan, and Evan was getting frustrated. I know Bochy looks at this team, they're better than 61-66. Right, right. Are they perfect? Do they have holes? Yes. But don't tell me Adamus, Chapman, Webb, Ray. You got something to work with. This team is majorly underperforming. And I think Bruce could be like, you know what? I can do something different than maybe what Melvin, not putting it all in Melvin's doorstep. But man, what was that? Here I go. I'm getting it all out.
I know.
What was that conversation about?
I don't know.
But Bomel felt like he checked out sooner than Adamus.
Yeah, Adamus appeared to be barking at Bomel, and I think the worst part about it, because everyone's trying to lip read, like everyone's texting John Boy, they're like, can you help? What did Adamus say? It doesn't matter what he says. What matters?
Sound like Evan.
Yeah, what matters is that Bomel turned his back on him right in the middle of it. I don't care what you do for a living or what the situation is, your husband, your wife, whatever. Like, somebody's barking at you and you turn your back on them, just like dismiss that this is even happening, that's a real thing. That's pretty disrespectful.
Evan, what did you say? What was your word today on how you live? If Bomel were to lose Adamus, that's not good.
Oh, I just think, I look at Willie Adamus as like the beacon of positivity for the Giants. I mean, he's been up, down, had significant valleys and then peaks, but he's always been the same guy. He's the one guy I would have never thought would be in a spouting
barking
match with his manager.
Totally.
So the fact that Willie Adamus got there and I saw it, we went back and watched the first inning, like I couldn't
what
figure
happened?
Out what it was. Someone said that he might have been talking to the second base umpire who had been behind the plate the night before, and Bob Melvin told him to stop doing that or asked him why you're barking at the umpire. And then that's how he responded, because he was pissed. But I think it's just a general indication that this team is at wit's end. It is frustrated to the point that Willie Adamus is having a shouting match. Well, not a match, but just he's going after his manager.
Grandy Bomel, I was like, Bomel, do you got that much equity? He cut out on the conversation.
I guess I'm in the minority here. I don't know. You could keep listening even if you're not looking at the guy. I mean, there's a pitch coming in. The manager's got to watch the game,
irritated,
right?
Will. He looked like, whatever.
Bomo didn't look irritated to me.
I don't know. He
Adamus
looked like he
looked
was done
irritated.
With the conversation.
Yeah, they
it looked
they,
like he well, was done.
They all look irritated. They are irritated.
I think it depends what
they
the
suck.
Conversation was to determine if turning your back on it is disrespectful or not.
That's fair. That's fair. We have no idea what the hell being said.
True, but to me, it's an indication that all sides are just throwing their hands up. Like, to me, the actual incident doesn't really matter that much to me. It's like getting mad at your significant other for kitchen appliances. Like, there's something else there. It's not just about the forks being
my
in the spoon's drawer.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not about that.
How many of our arguments?
Send it back.
How many of our arguments in life are actually about what we're arguing about?
So that's a great point.
It's probably about 3%.
That's a great point.
Like everything comes from somewhere else, and they're all pissed off. They're terrible. They're awful at baseball. They can't hit. Did you see the numbers on the Giants against left-handed pitching?
It's incredible.
Did you see this? They are. I wonder if everybody knows this, because we all know, like if you're a Giants fan, you know, oh, they struggled against lefties. They are, by a significant margin, the worst Giants team of all time against left-handed pitching, and it's not close. Like, they have well surpassed some team in 1921 or something, and then if you spotlight the OPS numbers of the big three, Chapman, Devers, and Adamus against left-handed pitching, it is an abject disaster. Devers is hitting, his OPS is below 500.
I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing.
Against lefties.
Because people want to check me into a loony bin when I say, oh, Pat Burrell. Can I, like, what does that mean? Look at what you just said.
I have
of all
no
time.
Clue.
I can't look at the hidden coach.
And Devers' splits have been wonderful in his career. He hits lefties almost as good as righties. But the Giants just signed two right-handed hitters to, like, lifetime contracts, supposedly to handle lefties,
wow,
and
man.
They can't hit lefties. So where is that issue going? For the until 2033.
They need Austin Slater back. He kills lefties.
It's impossible to explain. I mean, the first pitch Devers had last night was in the other batter's box, and he swings at it. And it's like,
dude, that's
the first pitch you've seen of the game. It's not even close to being a strike.
And then it's awesome that, like, I'm not mad at this, but it's awesome that he was amused by Tatis's catch. Yeah. It's amusing. Yeah.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
You're an athlete. You guys are all out there. You respect each other. You're having fun.
Barry Bonds, Torrey Hunter, do that in an All-Star game.
I have no issue with it, but just so you all know, like, fans don't. It's
man.
Not. This isn't
What's
funny.
No,
it's just
man.
Not. It's not fun.
Man.
It's not fun. So
I
no
kept
one's,
that in the garage, Willard,
no
but
in
I
the
saw
mood.
That like, damn, Rafa, you feeling okay?
I'm
huh?
not,
well, they're both playing the Dominican team. Like, they know each other.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't care, but it just, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Not in the mood to laugh.
Well, bring in Bochy. He'll solve everything.
But you guys didn't tell me, am I off 70. My rocker? And forget Bochy. Do you think a change might be coming if this, like, what if they're 12 or 15 under?
It absolutely could.
Okay.
I doubt the decision has been made, but I say that in either direction.
And that's why last night doesn't help Bo Mail, but he might be doing it from, if it was something there from a place that I got it, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I don't think the players want him gone. And so I still lean in the direction that he won't be gone. But I also think that Buster Posey is kind of like Steph Curry and Steve Kerr and people who seem really, really nice, but they're actually absolute fierce competitors.
No doubt.
He's not going to just sit there and be like, all right, let's try again. He's not going to do that.
Would bringing Bruce Bochy back almost feel like I love Boch? Would that just feel like I got no other options, no other choices?
No, it would feel
Dusty
like
Baker's
the giant
in the building.
Way. It would feel like the giant way, man. The dude's shown you.
That's
I
what
can
this
do
year
here.
Is supposed to be. You brought back all these old Giants. You brought back Matt Williams. You brought back Pat Burrell. You got all these old dudes that have been a part of success in the past. Like, I love Boch, but
no,
I don't know.
I
don't think it's a guarantee that he comes in and suddenly they win 90 games. Like,
I'm not. It's the mental game that I think the Giants are also lacking. Those numbers you just cited, nobody has the answers, right? But obviously, something's going in the wrong direction upstairs with these players. And if they're slumping team-wide, I mean, conversation and work. You talked to us the other day. You said I had a conversation with somebody outside of work. It helps. And I'm just wondering, the guy that delivers the message, like a Bruce Bochy, who's never had the 27 Yankees when they won, could get more out of this team than a lot of people are telling me now. That's who they are. And I just go to Bowden that we had on, everybody in baseball, the day that Devers trade was announced, and we expected better.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm
annoyed at all the reporters who have waited a month and a half, and then they're like, yeah. That Devers thing was a terrible trade for the Giants. What? Where the hell were you 6 weeks ago?
Oh,
you don't get to
Leroy
share.
From Oakland's only I one mean, that said that
John
Heyman, he was out on
John
it.
John Heyman last week is like, oh, God, nobody was – no other teams were in on him.
That's
$250 million for a DH.
Stop it.
Like that – where were you 6 weeks ago?
No,
where were
you said that.
Where were you 9 weeks ago, Arson Judge?
Dude,
you don't get to come in today and
come
be like,
now.
Yeah, the Giants were dumb for that. Even though they're writing articles on Jordan Hicks in Boston about how horrible he is, and Kyle Harrison's still in the minors, I didn't even give anything up.
And they traded the first-round pick they got to the Dodgers.
And Dustin May's actually been pretty good since he's gotten there.
I'm just saying. The other day, I saw it. Yeah.
Sick shutout.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's crazy,
I don't know.
Man.
But yeah, if the concept is the Giants need new players and now have no more money to get any more new players,
yikes.
Somebody's going to have to play different baseball or else they're screwed for a long time.
Multiple somebody's.
And what happened with Landon, it was a microcosm of their season, right? I thought the ball hit him in the wrong place, but it was how he just
buckled.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't impact next year.
Do you guys do this? Do you go to Doc Chow whenever there's a sports injury? Because even baseball, his pro football doc, and I went there and I go, because I missed it last night. Because, spoiler alert, I don't watch the Giants anymore because they annoy me. So anyway, I missed it, and I heard about it. And then so I go to the video, and I'm like, I wonder what Doc Chow has to say about this. And he did the same thing you did and I did. He immediately thought it was the ball hitting the leg. And he goes, oh, this is probably more like hurt than injured. Like, you know, hematoma.
Yeah,
but he'll be fine. And then he quote tweets himself and he goes, my wife just pointed out that actually it's the other leg that buckled and there is concern there. Which is, and then as soon as I heard that, mind, I texted Grandy. Yeah. I'm like, he tore his ACL.
Man.
Which I don't think he did, but anyway.
Anything that can go wrong.
There you go.
Will go wrong.
Yep.
All right, boys.
We'll be listening at 2:30.
What you got coming up?
The Winners, 15 minutes.
Dibs kind of with us. Grandy in form.
Oh, he's Willard. That's a four.
Dibs will call the Winners at 2:34.
Yeah, D Winners at 2:30 on 95.7 again.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.